My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about why your traffic is going to tank and, well, you won't be able to fix it. So, Neil, what are your general thoughts around this and why people won't be able to fix it?
With your marketing, you're relying on many different channels. There's Google AdWords, there's Facebook ads, there's Google SEO, there's social media marketing like getting on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram all organically. And a lot of these players change their algorithm consistently because they're trying to improve the user experience. Many cases, you'll be able to grow your traffic. Some cases, you won't. For example, you could be in a space and Google just says, hey, we're no longer allowing advertising for this. Can't do much there. It's okay. You're going to have a time in your business where your traffic declines. Yes, other channels may increase, but there's going to be points where traffic's going to decline and you can't do much to fix it because not everything is in your control. One, you need to learn to accept it. And two, you need to learn to diversify your traffic sources so you're not relying on one. Because when your business takes a dip, if you're relying only on one, or technically if you're relying on one and your business takes a dip, you're pretty much shit out of luck. But if you diversify your strategy and you take an omni-channel approach, you're much more likely to stay afloat and succeed in the long run.
Neil, I think it might be helpful for us to give some templates on how we're diversifying right now, maybe where you're diversifying. And maybe even before that, like if somebody's starting out, what should they do first before they diversify?
Yeah, so the easiest channels to go after first are content marketing. Well, technically, if you have money, the easiest channels to go after first are paid ads, Google and Facebook. They work. Yes, there's Bing and there's other sites, but Google and Facebook are the big drivers. They're also the biggest players. Then I would look into content marketing, right? Create blog posts, promote it on Facebook, Twitter, all the other social channels like LinkedIn. If you don't have a following, that's okay. You can use tools like BuzzSumo to see who shares your competition's posts and just hit them up and ask them to share your content. Then you can do things like link building, right? SEO, higher rankings. And the way you want to do that is you can use tools like Ahrefs to see who links to your competition, look at the backlinks, hit each of those sites up, and get them to start linking back to you. You can also do things like collecting email addresses for people who visit your site. Eric and I do that all the time. There's a lot of tools for that, from Sumo to Optin Monster to HelloBar. You can also do things like affiliate marketing where other people drive you sales and you only pay them per commission. But there's a ton of channels, and we, Eric and I, look at it as experimentation and spaghetti. You throw against a wall, you try like 5 or 6 marketing experiments. The ones that start working the best, you do those first. And after, you know, you've put as much time and effort and they start slowing down in growth, then you just start diversifying and focusing on other channels.
Yeah, so I think it's not you're not completely hopeless. I mean, your traffic's going to go down no matter what. It's what are you going to do about it? How are you going to react to it? So one thing we do as a team is we use a growth hackers tool called North Star. So growth hackers North Star, you can Google it. It's free for up to 20 people, not affiliated at all. And it's a project management tool that shows you methodically how you can continue to run experiments. Because a lot of people, for example, Neil and I, we always have these different ideas all the time. But how do you consolidate the ideas? And how do you be more methodical, more scientific about testing these? That way you're actually looking at your learnings and seeing how good your assumptions are. And you can have a leaderboard too. You can even gamify it a little bit, give rewards to people who have ran the most exciting tests or the most successful tests. That's one way you can go about testing solutions to fixing your traffic and then also figuring out how you might want to go about diversifying. So a little bit on the playbook that I have is, well, Neil and I are doing a podcast right now, but we're also doing a we're doing videos at the same time. Neil has his YouTube channel. I have my YouTube channel. And then we're also publishing these videos to LinkedIn, for example, because the organic reach on LinkedIn is great. And also because Neil gets a lot of organic traffic. I get decent organic traffic. He's probably 10x plus more, but I will take that traffic. I'll take the people that are visiting the middle funnel pages, like services pages, or maybe they're on my email list. And I'm going to go ahead and retarget those people on these other ad platforms such as YouTube or AdWords, for example, to try to drive more conversion. So you have a lot of different options here. We can just continue to list, but we're not going to do that. The final, you know, one I'll give you right now is, you know, doing webinars. And if you don't have an audience, you know, figuring out how you can barter, do some partner webinars with other people and try to get the leads from them. And then you can start to build something. But start with something first and then start to fan out.
Cool. I think that's pretty much it for this.
Yep, that's it for today. So if you want to check out our marketing tools, go to singlegrain.com/giveaway, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.